नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1, entitled The First Step in God Realization, text number 7. Prayana Munaya Rajan Nivritta Vidisedataha Nairgunyasta Ramante Sma Gunanukatane Harehe. Prayana Munaya Rajan Prayana Munaya Rajan Navritta Vidisedate Navritta Vidisedata Nairgunyasta Ramante Sma Nairgunyasta Ramante Sma Gunanukatane Harehe Gunanukatane Harehe. Mainly Munayaha, all sages. Rajan, O King. Navrittaha, above. Vidhi, regulative principles. Sedataha, from restrictions. Nirgunyastaha, transcendentally situated. Ramante, take pleasure in. Sma, distinctly. Guna anukatane, describing the glories. Harihe, of the Lord. O King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalists who are above the regulative principles and restrictions take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord. Responsibly, please repeat. O King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalists who are above the regulative principles and restrictions take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The topmost transcendentalist is a liberated soul and is therefore not within the purview of the regulative principles. A neophyte who is intended to be promoted to the spiritual plane is guided by the spiritual master under regulative principles. He may be compared to a patient who is treated by various restrictions under medical jurisdiction. Generally, liberated souls also take pleasure in describing the transcendental activities. As mentioned above, since Narayana Hari, the personality of Godhead, is beyond the material creation, his form and attributes are not material. The topmost transcendentalists or liberated souls realize him by advanced experience of transcendental knowledge, and therefore they take pleasure in the discussion of the transcendental qualities of the Lord's pastimes. In the Bhagavad Gita 4:9, the Personality of Godhead declares that His appearance and activities are all divyam, or transcendental. The common man who is under the spell of material energy takes it for granted that the Lord is like one of us, and therefore he refuses to accept the transcendental nature of the Lord's form, name, etc. The topmost transcendentalist is not interested in anything material, and his taking interest in the matter of the Lord's activities is definite proof that the Lord is not like one of us in the material world. In the Vedic literatures also, it is confirmed that the Supreme Lord is one, but that he is engaged in his transcendental pastimes in the company of his unalloyed devotees, and that simultaneously he is present as the Supersoul, as an expansion of Baladev in the heart of all living entities. Therefore, the highest perfection of transcendental realization is to take pleasure in hearing and describing the transcendental qualities of the Lord, and not in merging into his impersonal Brahman existence, for which the impersonalist monist aspires. Real transcendental pleasure is realized in the glorification of the transcendental Lord, and not in the feeling of being situated in his impersonal feature. But there are also others who are not the topmost transcendentalists, but are in the lower status, and who do not take pleasure in describing the transcendental activities of the Lord. Rather, they discuss such activities of the Lord formally, with the aim of merging into his existence. Prayana munayo rajan nivritta vidishe tataha nayagunyasta ramante sma gunanukatane harihe. O King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalists who are above the regulative principles and restrictions take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord. Vedanti tat tatta vidas tattam yajnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdite. Transcendentalists realize the absolute truth in three phases. The first stage is Brahman, where one realizes that I am not the body, aham brahmasmi, I am spirit. Without having this understanding, it is not possible to be a transcendentalist. You may be a religionist and ascribe to a doctrine such as Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, whatever ism there is. You may have some concept, theoretically, of God, but until you understand that I do not belong in this material world, I, the soul, am part of the para prakriti, the superior nature, you're still materially contaminated. You may be the Pope, you may be the Ayatollah, you may be whatever you may be. But until you understand aham brahmasmi, you're going nowhere. After realizing that I am Brahman, it is something like bringing down a feverish condition, bringing the fever down. Someone has got a temperature of 105, 106, 107 means death. So the first business of the doctor is to bring the fever down by any means, because you're burning up. So therefore, one has to take some medicine, bring the fever down, and one may be weak. Many of you have experienced after a flu, a serious flu, or malaria, your fever goes very high. After killing the fever, bringing the fever down, you're still very weak. And someone may come and they may say, oh, you're better now. But you're not actually better if you're still lying in the convalescent bed. If you're still weak. You could relapse also. You could get a fever again because you're weak. Infection could set in. Your immune system is weakened. Until you get strength and you get back up out of the bed and engage in your normal activities. So one may realize that I am Brahman, but that is not the complete cure. It is only a partial understanding of the material disease. One has to engage in spiritual activities. So one can get guidance from Paramatma. That is another stage of self-realization, is to get guidance from Paramatma. One can get guidance from Paramatma by meditation, by in Satya Yuga, in Treta Yuga. Devotees would do that. They would practice different kinds of yoga, meditation. They would fix their mind on Paramatma in the heart, and they would take dictation. But, practically speaking, it is very difficult to get that dictation. We are distracted, just like we were listening to the class. A noise happened over there. Everyone stopped listening to the class and looked over to see what the noise was. We get distracted very easily. There's a plane flying overhead. Somebody may be thinking of the plane. In that way, we become bewildered. We need guidance. We need help. There is Super Soul, Paramatma, but Super Soul comes outside in the form of the spiritual master. Chaitya Guru in the heart, and Diksha Guru outside. Then we can come to the platform of Bhagavan realization. It is not possible to speculate the pastimes of Krishna. Krishna has explained here, 4-9, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. My birth and my activities are divyam. Divyam means achintya, inconceivable. You can't guess your way into understanding Krishna's pastimes. You can't figure it out, Krishna's pastimes. Who tried to figure it out? Lord Brahma. In Brahma Vimohan Leela, we know the story. Lord Brahma decided to show his mystic potency before Krishna. He had heard that Krishna was the supreme, this little coward boy, and he thought, how is this possible? I will manifest my siddhi, my mystic potency, and for sure, Brahma is very powerful, far, far more powerful than we can even think. So he stole away Krishna's cows and cowherd boys. But Krishna wasn't even the slightest bit disturbed. He immediately manifested all of them again. And ultimately Lord Brahma realized that his mystic potency was nothing in front of Yogeshwar, Sri Krishna. Therefore he offered his obeisances. He could not understand Krishna's potency, Krishna's lila, Krishna's activities. Therefore he surrendered. So who are we who are within the modes of material nature, who are entangled, wrapped up, bound up? We have to somehow get out of our conditioned situation. Therefore, it is said, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna Nirvanva Nitya Satvasto Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. You come out from the contamination of the modes of nature. You situate yourself in transcendence. And that transcendence for us in Kali Yuga means devotional service. And devotional service is very specific. Just because it's devotional doesn't mean it is devoid of knowledge. It doesn't mean that it is sentimental service. Not at all. In fact, Rupa Goswami tells us that any kind of devotional service that is not according to Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Pancharatra, Vidam Vidhi Aikantiki Harer Bhakti Utpat Yaiva Kalpate. Such bhakti is Utpat. It is a disturbance to society. It is simply bewildering. And unfortunately, many of us here, including myself, we don't have brains. Because I have told you a number of times, Kavi Chandra Maharaj is here. You can inquire from him, he heard it directly. Srila Prabhupada said, when the deity doors open and you're listening to class, this is enough. But repeatedly you all offer your obeisances as if you're not hearing. You're listening, but you're not hearing. And there's a difference between listening and hearing. Hearing means it enters the ear and it goes to the brain and it goes to the heart and you realize it. You realize it. It goes deep. Listening means it goes in one ear and flies out the other until the next sound. Sankalpa, vikalpa. Accepting and rejecting for sense gratification. Even sound. So how we can't understand even little things. How much do we need to become one-pointed, vyavasayatmika buddhi, fixed in our service to our guru so that he can cure us of our disease? We cannot deviate even one little degree from the order of Guru. Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata gurau. Tasya ite katita hi artha prakashante mahatmana. Unless one gets this Guru nishtha, Guru sradha, it is not possible. The Vedas are adhoksaja. They are above the modes of material nature. That's where we want to go, above the modes. And the spiritual master will guide us. When it is explained here that the topmost transcendentalists are above the restrictions of a dutta, they're not on the platform of sadhana, bhakti. They are raga, spontaneous. But they still continue to perform sadhana, to teach others, because sadhana is so important. The rules and regulations are going to help us. The topmost transcendentalists, they may be beyond the purview, beyond the limit, beyond the reach of the material world and the rules and regulations of the material world. But that does not in any way diminish their mission. They act only for our salvation. Therefore, they agree to appear just like conditioned souls, although they are guided by Paramatma. Sarvasya chaham hridi. Krishna is within the hearts of every living being, but the spiritual master or the topmost transcendentalist, they may or may not be our spiritual master, they may even be the bathroom cleaner. They may be a pujari, but those who are on the transcendental platform, they have got a very distinct, visible taste for katha. Katayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramante cha. They enjoy Bhagavatam class. They enjoy any opportunity for satsanga. They read themselves hours in a day. They realize that we have a mission to spread. We have our Guru Agya. We have the order of our Guru to spread Krishna consciousness. So, in a mode of sacrifice and devotion, they may curtail their activities of hearing and chanting. They might even like to go to Vrindavan or go to a secluded place and chant because they are qualified. But they know that we are not qualified. Srila Prabhupada, he came from Vrindavan. He was already on the topmost platform. He was highly respected by all the Brijabasis, not like anyone that you have seen today. Or even in the past. The Brijabasis, they're also in a kind of yoga maya. They're very transcendental. They're born in Braj. So the Brijabasis, they've seen it all. But they recognize Srila Prabhupada as great. They're not impressed by all these so-called big kathankars, leelakars. They've seen it all. From the moment they come out of the womb, they're hearing about Krishna Leela. They know so much, the Brijabasis. Okay, it appears that many of them are engaged in material activities. It's a temporary thing. Don't be bewildered. Brijabasis are very transcendental. We should always respect them. But they were impressed by Srila Prabhupada. Obviously, he is a dhoksaja. He is the topmost raganuga bhakti, bhakta. And he is giving us instruction. We are not meant to imitate. We are meant to follow. Mahajano yena gata sapantaha. We follow their footsteps, we follow their orders, their vani. So they have engaged us in these activities of bhakti yoga. Krishna's activities are divyam, and they can only be realized by someone who is prepared to follow the proper lineage, the proper parampara, the proper teaching. Otherwise, avajananti mam mudha manushim tanumashritam. The common man, you see it everywhere. Now you are members of the mission, you're attempting to do some missionary work, some preaching, you meet so many people, and you meet so many objections. Who is this Krishna? A historical person, a great lover, a politician. None of them can understand that Krishna is Param Satyam, the Supreme Absolute Truth. They can't understand. Matir na Krishna paratasvato va mito vipadyeta griha vratanam. Danta gobir vishata tamishram puna punas charvita charananam. You can't convince them by rational arguments, by setting a good example. So many things you may do, but they're in the modes of material nature and their heart has not been changed. They do not want to see Krishna because that would mean they would have to become Krishna's devotee. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhya ji mam namaskuru. You become my devotee. Krishna says, you hear about me and you become my devotee. He's giving instruction. They either disobey that instruction or they follow it. So they don't want to have to face that choice. So they don't want to hear. They can't hear. Their hearing capacity, just like in where I'm staying, we tried to hook up some speakers on the wall, some speakers for a tape recorder. But the speaker wire is broken, cut. So the speaker is there, the capacity for the music is there, the CD is there, but the wire is cut, it won't work. They have the capacity, but their capacity has been cut because they are envious of Krishna. They think that he's an ordinary man. Param bhava majananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. They don't know of his supreme abode, param dhamma, param brahma, pavitram, paramam bhavan. They don't know. Arjuna knew, but materialistic men, they can't understand. The only hope they have is if a devotee carries Krishna within his heart. Krishna seto mar. Krishna is yours. Krishna dite para. You please give him to me. See, the devotee, he must learn by experience. You must all become self-realized. Even on a simple platform, I'm not saying you all must become acharyas of your own sampradaya. I'm not saying that. I'm not even saying you should all become GBC men. Heaven forbid, I would, poor you. You just become servants. Dasa, dasa, anu, das. You serve Krishna. Rishikena, rishikesha, sevanam. With your senses, you engage in devotional service. And hear. Practice hearing, not listening. There's a difference. Hear Krishna katha. Then you will become nityam. You will become eternal. You will become joyful. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. No more lamentation, na sochati na kankshati. Samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. Such a devotee comes to me. So you get that experience of devotional service, and then you carry Krishna and give him to others somehow. This is Lord Chaitanya's great mercy. When Lord Chaitanya was going through the forest in Jarikanda, he would, even the animals, he would touch them or splash water on them, and they would see other animals, and the other animals would become affected. They'd all start chanting and dancing and embracing. Not that Lord Chaitanya had to touch everyone. He touched one, and that one became so potent that he touched another. And Lord Chaitanya, when he was preaching in South India, when he was walking for 5-6 years around India, he did padyatra. Anyone who saw him became ecstatic. They would go home to their village, and people would see them, and they would also start to dance and chant. They didn't know why. This person is ghostly haunted. I've been affected by what's happened to me. A ghost. Bhoot. So you become a ghostbuster. You become someone who gives Krishna. That is real transcendental pleasure, to become experienced. And what you do with that experience, you give it to others. You preach to others. Preaching is the essence. Purity is the force. Books are the basis. And utility is the principle. So I'll stop there. Are there any questions? Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I have a small but important question from my point of view.
Okay, I'll give you a small but important answer.
The subject matter is preaching the glories of Lord Krishna. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita that whosoever preaches the glories of Lord Krishna is very dear to Lord Krishna. I understand that in order to feed the glories of Lord Krishna, one should hold power of authority from Lord Krishna.
One should?
Hold power of authority from Lord Krishna.
Power of authority. Power of attorney.
Yes. I would like to know what kind of power of authority is required and what is the way to get the power of authority, so that laymen like us can also start feeding the glories of Lord Krishna.
Yes, very good. It's a small but important question. He's basically asking, if I am not advanced in devotional service, how can I preach? And very simple answer was given by Lord Chaitanya. Amar agye guru hoy tare desh, jare dekho tyari kaho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you see, whomever you meet, you simply repeat Krishna's words or Krishna's pure devotee. So, you should chant 16 rounds. You should follow the regulative principles. If you don't follow, there's achar and prachar. Some people are good at prachar but have no achar. They're useless. Asara. Some people are practicing good achar, but no prachar. That's okay, but not very glorious. Lord Chaitanya's instruction is to distribute the mercy. Don't be a miser, kripana. So what we want is people who have nice achar and also engage in prachar, preaching work. So you make sure that you are following, then you take a Vaishnav Diksha from a bona fide spiritual master, and then you engage in preaching work, that is the order of our Acharya, and you take assistance from your spiritual masters, plural, Sri Gurun, Vaishnavamscha. You take guidance from the senior preachers, from your Siksha Gurus, your Diksha Guru. You're very fortunate. If you're serious, if you really want, then there's so much facility to help you in the institution. It is hard to manage an institution. There are many difficulties, many problems, but there are many advantages also. Individually, separately, more than likely, a good percentage of us, with me at the top of the list, would probably be influenced by the modes of material nature and padantiyada. We would fall down. Aruya Krishna Parampada, Parampadam Tada Padantiyada, Ado Nadrita Yushmad Angrayaha. We can fall down. Maya is very strong. Mama Maya Duratya, very powerful. Prabhupada said the trouble with you Americans, and because he was preaching first to the Americans, he mentioned them, but it can apply to everyone. He said the trouble with you Americans is that you have no fear of Maya. Maya is very strong, so we need association. And in the institution you will get association. And then you can preach together with the other Vaishnavas cooperatively. I'd like to now introduce the final order. We're going to talk about the final order, Prabhupada's final order. And that was, your love for me will be demonstrated by how you work together to push on the preaching movement, to discuss Krishna consciousness and push on the preaching mission. This is the final order and nothing else. Somehow or other, by any means, by hook or by crook, we must become devotees. Our lives are passing away very quickly. You don't know every second. Ayur arati vai pungsang udyam astam chayan asau. With every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes and is lost. Therefore, we have to carpe diem. That's not Sanskrit. It's Latin. Seize the day. Take the time. Subhasya sigram. Do it immediately. You're not getting younger. Take up the preaching mission. Take guidance from anyone you can find who will help you and become a preacher. Save yourself, save your country, save your devotional service, because passive devotional service is very hard to protect. The best defense is a good offense. Everyone knows this. The best defense is a good offense. So, sattvas, rajas, and tamagun, adi daivik, adi bhautik, adi atmik klesha, Durga Devi, she's with her trishul, she's pricking us. She's trying to make us fall down. Prachavatmika shakti, throwing us down. She has avarana covering us, but if we escape from that, then prachavatmika shakti, trying to throw us back down, trying to keep us away from pure devotional service. So we have to revolt. We have to become strong. Durga will stay away if we show that we're serious, We have not yet shown that we're serious. And this is evidenced by the fact that many of us are sitting here in class and we're looking at the speaker and our eyes are looking straight ahead, but our minds are somewhere else. Otherwise, I wouldn't have to give an instruction, a simple instruction, 50 times. Hear, let it go to your heart, follow, don't be a hypocrite, take up the preaching mission. And you do book distribution here in Bombay, you do it anywhere else in India, but Lord Chaitanya also ordered the Indians to spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world. Srila Prabhupada was one Indian who took it seriously, and how much he did. And someone may say, his godbrother used to say, oh, he was a businessman, therefore he could be successful. And you may say, oh, he was a pure devotee. Why do you minimize his effort? As if he was a pure devotee, and therefore he just, you know, everything was so easy. Everybody just surrendered to him. No problems, no tolerance, no personal difficulties. No, he had to struggle. You can follow that. You can do that. You help us. Now we're becoming old men. We're dying. You're going to lose all of us, the link, unless you take up the spirit of the Sankirtan movement. You want Prabhupada's instructions? Catch the spirit. Preaching is the essence. All of you, man, woman, and child, Bard Bhumite Hoila Manusa Janma Jar. What is the use in your birth in Bard Bhumi? Mera Bharat Mahan Tha. Aaj Kal Nahi Hai. Your India was great and it can be great. But you, for your own sake, take up the preaching mission. Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. We give you the credit. We give you the limelight. Because we don't want. We just want to see Prabhupada, one very beautiful Bengali devotee who took the order of his Guru Maharaj seriously. We just want to see the world recognize him. Every prize they have, Nobel Prize, this prize, that prize, it belongs to Srila Prabhupada and much more. We want to see him get that. And we're dying off. So we're going to do it. You come with us, you help us, or you don't. That's your choice. But we're going to do it. So a very small answer I gave. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam.